Later today, independent auditors will report on how well the U.S. Catholic Church is complying with its new rules to prevent sexual abuse. The 55 auditors spent several months visiting the 195 Catholic dioceses, and today they're expected to give them high marks for compliance. But NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports victims' groups are a bit skeptical.
After the latest sex abuse scandal broke out 2 years ago, the Catholic bishops wrote a new charter. Among other things, it promised to remove abusive priests from ministry and to quickly respond to complaints from victims. The church hired independent auditors, many of them former FBI agents, to check how well the diocese were adhering to the rules. Kathleen McChesney, herself a former FBI official, now heads the Bishop's Office of Child and Youth Protection. She says most dioceses are doing quite well. Asked if all the priests who have been credibly accused of abusing children have been removed from ministry, she says she thinks so.
It's very dynamic, and it's probably dangerous for me to say at any one point in time there is nothing going on. But up until the point of when the audits were conducted, we felt very comfortable that those who were supposed to have been removed had been removed.
It's significant, McChesney says, that bishops in a church that's known for its secrecy put up no resistance when asked to open their files to outside auditors.
There is no statute that requires the audits to be conducted, no civil law, no criminal law or penalty that ensues if people don't cooperate. But the bishops all cooperated.
But that's precisely the problem, says Barbara Blaine, president of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. Unlike, say, a grand jury, these investigators could not compel the bishops to hand over information, so the bishops could divulge only what they wanted to.
We have to remember that these are the same bishops who are fighting us in the courts and refusing to turn over information to grand juries and who have tried for decades to keep all this information secret. So just because a bureaucrat shows up with a clipboard, we don't believe that they're necessarily now going to open up and disclose everything.
Blaine is also concerned that the investigators talked mainly to bishops and other clergy and not to victims. She says of the 4,600 former victims in SNAP, she knows of only three who spoke to auditors. The church says that more victims will be interviewed for later studies. SNAP managed to obtain an audit for the Wilmington, Delaware diocese. It's 2 pages long and commends the diocese for putting in the proper written procedures. David Clossy, national director of SNAP, is hardly comforted by this.
The Wilmington report gives praise to the diocese because they have a written communications policy that pledges openness. Well, I don't think that's going to be very reassuring to Catholic parents. And to be honest, the problem has never been a lack of written material. The problem has always been a lack of courage, the courage on the part of a bishop to do the right thing.
But Ann Burke, an Illinois judge who is the interim chairman of the National Review Board, says this is only the first in a series of investigations, and in her opinion, the bishops have shown nothing but good faith.
I wouldn't be working this hard, and nor would any other board members, if we really truly didn't believe that the bishops really mean what they say.
Two more reports about the scope of the abuse and the causes will be released in February. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.